I'm sore at you because you prefer everybody else's cookie. Now, if you said sore and prefer, you'd drop the R's, but because the next words begin with vowels, sore at you, prefer everybody. Trevor Adams had to be carried out of the convention hall year after year. Trevor Adams, because of the A on Adams. And year after year, the R comes back in because of the after. This is the end of the brief lesson on the dropping of the R's. Lesson 4, Australian refinements away from the Cockney. There are several characteristics of Cockney which you're rarely, if ever, going to hear in Australia. The first one would be the dropping of the H's. Now, except in certain areas of Western Queensland and Western New South Wales, in a very, very harsh sort of cowboy-esque Australian type of dialect, where you will hear H drops and H's stuck onto words that begin with vowels, most of the time you will not hear I hasten to add my hearty and humble congratulations, you're going to hear. I hasten to add my hearty and humble congratulations. So basically, don't think in terms of H drops. Don't let that Cockney influence come in. Also, you're going to be very unlikely to change an L to a W, as in cruel, hill, build. It's going to be cruel, hill, and build. The medial T. In many very harsh Cockney sounds, you're going to have little, water, waiter, a glottal stop. Now, the glottal stops will occasionally be heard again in the Western Queensland, Western New South Wales accent. You'll even occasionally hear someone in Sydney do it, but it's very, very unlikely, and even so for the stage, when someone's doing Cockney, I recommend that they not do too many glottal stops. So instead of the beautiful British writer, you're going to get the beautiful British rider. What they do in Australia, however, is the same thing that we do in America. The tendency is to change the medial T's to D's. Beautiful British rider carried a little water. So by all means, you don't have to worry about the clean pronunciation of T. Beautiful British rider, unless you're doing the very upper class. In fact, in Australian, as is the case in many English accents, there's even a place where the T changes to D where it does not change in American. That's the teen numbers. 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19. As I was mentioning a little bit earlier in the tape. In many harsh Australian accents, of course, the ING's will drop as they do in Cockney. I'm singing and dancing in the rain. But of course, someone watching his grammar, watching his pronunciation, will do singing and dancing in the rain. That's something that's going to change from character to character. The Australians also will tend not to change the THs to Fs or Vs. So you're not going to have 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3. What do you think? Now, 1, 2, 3, and what do you think? Those are just some very minor refinements of some differences between Cockney and Strine. Whilst we're talking about specialised Australian pronunciations, I might say that there are some specific words that have very British pronunciations, which are very specialised ones and very similar to the way they are in England. B-E-E-N will usually be been instead of bin. Again and against will usually be again and against, with the Australian focus and pronunciation of the A. C-L-E-R-K, clerk, will be clerk, clerk, with the Australian R. Garage will usually change its strength.